Back now with Day to Day and Mr. Clinton.
E.T. the Yacht. Oh, I'm the Jock, and I'm back on the scene with my record machine saying, ooh, papa, dude. How y'all do? Let's go wiggle. W-E-F-U-N-K.
Yeah, that would be George Clinton, not Bill. You might remember him as the lead man of Parliament Funkadelic, otherwise known as P-Funk. George Clinton is now 67 years old, but that is not slowing him down. He has a new album, and he's still living most of his life on the road. Music journalist Christian Bordahl caught up with him before a recent show at LA's Club Nokia.
My heart said you're commending.
Anyone who ever funkied down at a George Clinton show won't recognize the three-ring circus master of 70s funkdom on much of his latest album, George Clinton and His Gangsters of Love. Despite guest appearances by the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Santana, many of his old P-Funk compatriots, the latest CD is mostly straight covers of old love songs.
Forever, my darling. Our love will be true, always and forever.
Weird. Yeah, until you find out that George Clinton started out as a doo-wop singer.
Who wrote the Book of Love? Monotones live about 10 blocks from me. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, about 4 blocks. The Rascals, they was calling themselves Joy D and the Starliners back then, you know. We used to have battle of the groups in between gang fights.
But when Clinton started hearing English bands like Cream and the Rolling Stones with a whole new take on American roots music, he decided to jump the doo-wop ship for the next wave.
It was at the end of Motown's reign, and we started seeing this music coming from England, you know, back to the States, and it was like all this soul R&B stuff that I just heard when I was in grade school. Some of us older than that, some of us my mother's music. Like Cream was doing Crossroads and stuff like that. I said, wait a minute, we're going the wrong direction. So we just made a quick turnaround and threw our suits away. Got some more jeans with holes in them, patches in them. And started becoming hippies.
The 70s and early 80s were the most creatively productive years for George Clinton and his Parliament Funkadelic outfits. They tugged and tore at straight funk and rock music until it was distorted into long, funky streams of consciousness with space rock, prog rock, psychedelic, even classical touches all thrown in. And most of the tunes he performs live still come from that period. Clinton's bands became huge conglomerates of musicians that he collected over time. At his recent LA show, there were about 20 people on stage, many of whom have been playing with George since the 70s. He says it's like a big musical family, the way Motown once was.
Well, they've been in the group forever. There's so much talent, but it's about the Motown family, too. We just kept going from where they stopped at. We just kept that going.
And not just on stage. Backstage in his touring Winnebago, an endless stream of musicians and tour personnel come wandering through. There's music director Gary Scheider, a.k.a. Diaper Man, so-called because despite being well into his 50s now, he still wears nothing but a diaper on stage every night. There's singer Gene Poo Poo Man Anderson, weighed down in a mountain of bling. Even the reclusive Sly Stone appears, incognito in a kind of ninja costume.
Hello there, National Public Radio.
That's some cool people that play that cool music.
Look at all you cats and kitties out there whipping and wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up all that old juice and hipping and telling each other who the greatest cat in the world is. I'm gonna put a cat on you. Was the coolest, strongest, sweetest cat that ever stomped on this sweet swinging sphere. Check this out. George Clinton! Hey!
George Clinton has spent 67 years on or hovering somewhere near this earth, and he no longer has much of a voice left for crooning love songs. But I'm reminded of one of his old album titles, Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow. That's pure George Clinton, profane, raucous, funny, willing to pursue the funk wherever it leads. So, if you're in the mood for some booty jamming, just don't miss a chance to catch him and his band live. They still makes a party happen every night. And after all, we want the funk. We gotta have that funk. For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
The new album is George Clinton and His Gangsters of Love. Music journalist Christian Bordahl joins us from right here in sunny Southern California. If you need that funk, you can hear classic George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic tunes on our website at nprmusic.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.